Came joined by Rob Purdy on the Broomy Hill pitch. Bit of a bobbly pitch. You had to overcome that as well as the opposition, but you won 4-0.
Yeah, you know, these type of games, like I've said, what we're trying to do here, we're trying to be probably the top team in Hereford for the youth. And we have to win these games. We have to win this cup, to make sure everybody knows what we're trying to do. And it was a tough pitch, a testing pitch, but at the same time, you know, all credit to Hinton for letting us play on it and getting it ready for us, which we really appreciate. But yeah, I just said to the lads, you know, whether you scrap a game out 1-0 or whether you score a few goals, we had to do the job here, and they did.
Took a while to get started, but when you got the goal, you got another quickly after and never really looked troubled.
Yeah, I think it was both teams getting used to the pitch, because Malvern are a nice passing side as well under Ted Grizzle, but they couldn't get their game going either. But yeah, I think always in these games, I mean, I've played them all over my career, you get that first goal and everything starts to feel a little bit easier. So yeah, it was nice to get that first goal.
You got a couple of big games coming up, Burton in the league, and also a small trip down to Chelsea.
Yeah, I know, yeah, it's Burton, obviously top of the league, and we play at St George's, which will be really good for the lads. And then we go to Chelsea. And then again, after that, we actually host Burton. So three massive games, and I'll be taking the team which I think can win those three games. And to be honest, me and Steve drew up a team on a piece of paper, and we're confident we'll go to Burton and get a victory. And then it all depends how good Chelsea are. We don't really know them. I think they're about third in their league. So it all depends what type of team they put out against us, whether they underestimate us or what. But two massive games to look forward to, and going to St George's and to Cobham, you know, two great places to go and play. So everyone's excited for it.
Burton are top of the league, but you're undefeated in the league, aren't you?
Yeah, we're the only undefeated team left. Burton have lost one. They lost to Plymouth 4-1, who we drew with last week. Plymouth said that we were the best team they've played, which is a massive... massive thing for them to say. And we'll go there hoping to keep that unbeaten record. You know, we don't really fear them. We haven't seen them play yet, but we think that we've got enough to do well in this league. I want to finish top three. And to finish top three, we've got to go to Burton and get something, and I'm confident we will.
Looking back on tonight, you had three under-16s in the starting lineup, the keeper and the two fullbacks.
Yeah, I mean, James has played for us a few times now, and I honestly see massive things for him. I mean, you ask Steve takes the mick out of me the way I talk about him, but through my progression up at Leicester and everything, I haven't seen a keeper as good as him at his age. And I'm 32 now. I'm surprised that Swansea let him go. I'm surprised no one else has taken him, but he's a clever lad as well, and depends what he wants to do. But I'm going to try and work at getting him at a pro club, because I think he's different class. Clarkie and Jay, I'm hoping both of them are with us next season. Clarkie's played for us a couple of times, so is Jay, and they're both brilliant. I mean, you know, three under-15s playing against 18-year-olds, and I thought all three of them were different class.